everything. Good morning, Solomon's Temple. Woo, I'm just excited to be in the house of the Lord. You know that old devil been busy all week long, because he know I had to bring forth the word, but I'm just excited. I gave him a big kick in his face this morning, and I said, get thee behind me, Satan, because I'm going to preach this word. I got so tickled when the Lord gave him the word, and I said, let it preach the servants. That's a word that was, it was good to my soul. I said, God, I just thank you. Anybody just ready for the word? Woo! I'm going to tell you, God gave me the word, and I said, thank you. It's for me. It's for me. So if you're ready for the word of God, let me see you get your Bibles. Woo! And if you could turn with me to Luke, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start reading at the 25th verse. And it's very familiar to all of us. But I just thank God that we need to be reminded. So I just thank God. We're going to start at that 25th verse. And there went a great multitude with him. And he turned and said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brother and sister, yea, even also his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whew. And whosoever does not bear the cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, I ask that you would just fall fresh on your servant, oh God. God, it's preaching time. And I ask, God, that everything I say, God, be pleasing unto your sight. God, open up the ears of your people that they may receive your word. God, I thank you in advance for what this word is going to do. I thank you for the victory that shall be won. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen. 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 Before you take your seat, I know you're ready. I want you to look at your neighbor straight in the eye and tell them, salvation is free, but it's not cheap. Have your seats. Salvation is free, but it's not free. But it's not cheap. I know I can guess that all of us, at some point in time, either at the mall, or maybe a telemarketer have called you on the phone, or even at the grocery store, and someone has offered you something free. In today's society, that word free would draw us right to it. The word free was sometimes having us buy stuff, more stuff than we really intended to. Amen. Amen. Let's just take for instance. You go into the store, you already got all the groceries you need, but you forgot one thing. I forgot that jar of Miracle Whip. We don't eat Miracle Whip that much, so I'm going to get a small jar. All brand will be fine. I'm going to go run in the store and come right back. But guess what? You get in the store, and you see a sale. Yes. And it's on a bigger bottle, a jar of Miracle Whip, and it's name brand, and it's buy one, get one free. So naturally, we're thinking, I'm going to get a good deal from this, but in all it is that you done paid a little bit more money. Well, maybe that's not even you, but how about when you get that free credit card offer? It's free to you. All you have to do is sign up. You know you got some stuff that you need to charge right away. It's free. It's free. And then when you get your card, you find out that it's only free for 30 days. Then after that 30 days, there's a yearly fee. Then if you have a balance left on the card, then you're going to be charged some service charge. It's free, but it ain't cheap. So what about this? What about you've been offered a 3-day, 2-night stay somewhere? Free. Woo, free. You get all excited because you say, I ain't been nowhere this whole year. So it's free to me, so why not go? It's free. But then when you get there for that free offer, they tell you, we need you to sit into a 90-minute meeting. They said 90 minutes, but anybody ever known it was 4 hours? It's free, but it's not cheap. But when I think about how our the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, Amen. He died on a cross for yeah. all of us, yeah. freely gave his life. Yeah. See, all those other worldly offers, there's always a hidden agenda. Amen. The small print you really got to read, or they talk real fast so you don't want to hear it. But when Jesus gave his life, yeah. he says free to you. Uh-huh. All you have to do is accept it. And all everything you need to know is right in the Word of God. Amen. It's nothing hidden here. The Word of God will never change. It's going to stay the same like it was then. And it'll be the same even when our children get our age. Amen. So everything is here in the Word of God. It's free. Yeah. But your service to the Lord is not cheap. Amen. In the text this morning, we have Jesus going about his merry way. Jesus had been going around healing the people. He had been going around, he would possess other demons. All of these things Jesus was doing. In this 25th verse, it simply says here that it says that a great multitude were going after him. When Jesus healed somebody in a town, I'm sure one or two people said, well, I'm going to follow after Jesus. It was a great multitude of people, a lot of people. Just following after Jesus, yeah. wanted to hear what he had to say, wanted to see what he had to do. And I thought about that thing. I know pastors would love to be able to come to church every Sunday and see a great multitude of people Amen. Just waiting to hear the word of God. Amen. Because oftentimes we get fooled by the number of people that's coming to church.
That's right. That's
Jesus here knew that it was a crowd of people. A whole bunch of people. It said yeah. a multitude of people.
Yeah.
But you can't fool Jesus. Jesus was not impressed by the crowd.
That's right.
But you know how we are, those of us that's on Facebook. When we post something, we think we popular. We get like 50 likes on our Facebook page. We somebody. And don't let it get to 100, then we know we somebody then. We got a whole crowd of people following after us, just trying to like us. But don't you know, some of those people don't even know you. Some of them really don't like you. They just following after you to see what you got going on your page. Jesus was thinking, I need some folks, some real people in the crowd that when times get tight, they're going to still be in the crowd. So I'm all right if I don't get but 10 folk that like me. Because I know those are the ones that I can call at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know those are the ones that I can ask, them, can I loan $50 from you? And you ain't going to post it on Facebook. I need some real people. So listen to this. Jesus said to this crowd of people, he said, I got to know really who's following me for the right reasons. Salvation is certainly free, but it ain't cheap. There are some expenses, I call them spiritual expenses, that we need to pay on this Christian journey.
Amen.
What's the shivers or what are the expenses? Okay, the very first one here is found in verse 26. It says, if any man come after me, listen to what the word said. It said, and hate his mother, father, sister, brother, if you want to be my disciple. And I thought about that thing. I said, wait a minute. Lord, you mean to tell me you want me to hate my family? But what Jesus was telling them, what I need you to do is put me first.
Yeah. Amen.
I need you to put me before anybody else.
Yeah.
Because if you're planning to follow after me, there are going to be some things that's going to go contrary to what your family want to do. But if you got me first, you're going to be doing the right thing. So you got to understand, Jesus knew in the crowd of people there was some folk there just to be nosy.
Amen.
The sad part about it is there are some people that come to church just to be nosy.
Amen.
Do you know that there are some people that come to church that think this is a social club and I just come to church because I ain't seen my girlfriend since last Sunday, so I got to get the latest gossip that went on during the week. So he knew that in the crowd, just like today, if you really want to be my disciple, then you're going to have to put me first in all you do.
Amen.
He's not telling them to literally hate your family, but he's telling them that there are going to be sometimes Your family is going to think that you hate them because you put me first. When you start telling your family, look, I'm not going to the mall every single weekend to buy clothes. We're gonna wear what was already in the closet. We don't need to go out and eat every day when we got a refrigerator full of food. Because now I know that I have to be a good steward of God's money. So whatever God has blessed me with, I got to be a good steward and bless the kingdom of God back. There's going to be somebody in your family that say, what? Now, wait a minute. I thought we get new stuff all the time. Now, he said, now I know that if I want to be a disciple of God, salvation is free.
Yeah.
But it ain't cheap. You're going to have to tell those children. Yes, there was a time when you didn't go to church, but you're going to have to tell your children. You look at me and I said, come on, boo-boo. I know we didn't used to go to church all the time, but we're going to start going into the house of the Lord. Oh, they're not going to always agree with you. God said that when you put me first, that they're going to start talking about you. They're going to start saying, oh, she thinks she all of that now that she got Jesus. Every time I turn around, I ask her something, and she talking about let's pray about it. Something ain't right about that. Now, this is your family. Someone, you might as well forget it. Everybody in your family not going to like to see the elevation that God has placed on your life. You might as well get yourself together and stop trying to make everybody happy, because everybody ain't going to happy when they see the anointing that God got on your life. Everybody's not going to be happy when you have decided that I'm going to take a stand for right, even though you're taking a stand for what's wrong. They're not going to be happy when you tell them that, look, I can't go out with you tonight, girlfriend. It's revival at the church. Folk ain't going to be, they're not going to like it. But see, the problem is, everybody's still loving us, because guess what? The church has become secondary. We don't tell them that anymore. We don't tell them that I got to go to church. We don't tell them that I love the Lord with all my heart and all my mind and all my spirit. Some of our friends don't even know we even go to church. Isn't it funny sometimes how your family can love the fact that you don't cuss anymore?
Uh-huh.
They can love the fact that you don't fuss anymore.
Yeah.
They love the fact that you don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
But they don't like the fact that you keep giving God all the glory for that. You keep telling them that if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I wouldn't be where I am today. Isn't it funny? But Jesus turned to the crowd and said, there are some expenses into following after me.
Yeah.
He said, the first thing you have to do is put me first.
Yeah.
But then he moves on in this parable here. Because I know the crowd is about thinning out by now. Put you first. Because the second expense here is one that I know. It's going to be hard. I know some folks say, oh, no, I knew it's not. No. He says, even one own self, if you want to be my disciple.
Uh-huh.
Well, what you mean, Sister Shiva, you got to deny yourself.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you're going to have to put yourself last.
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine? I was just thinking to myself, Lord, what are you telling us that for? We trying to get folk in the kingdom. Why are you saying that? You know folk ain't going to want to deny themselves. He said, I want some real folk.
Yeah.
I want some folk that really love me.
Uh-huh.
Now, some of you might say, I'll put my family second. God, you can be first, but you got to understand, when you're talking about denying me, myself, it's a lot of stuff that I still like to do.
That's right.
So you got to understand that I still want to what? Do me.
Yeah.
I think about Cora on the family reunion. Tyler Perry said, I just need me, some me time.
Uh-huh.
So some stuff, I don't know, Lord. You talking about denying my flesh? But can I tell you something? This flesh will never be satisfied.
Amen.
This flesh gonna want more.
That's right.
And more.
That's right.
And more.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something else about this flesh? If you follow after the flesh, you're gonna say whatever you're thinking.
Amen.
When you follow after the flesh, you don't care about nobody but yourself.
That's right.
When you follow after the flesh,
yeah.
you are so easily offended.
Amen.
Can't nobody say nothing to you, because the first thing you're going to do is sit down. Or if you're not going to sit down, you're going to stop coming to church. When you follow after the flesh,
yeah.
you're going to want all the glory for yourself.
Amen.
Oh, you, whatever you do, you're going to be looking for somebody to say, girl, how did I do? Did I do all right? Did you see the people crying when I was singing? Did you see the people shouting when I was preaching? It's going to be all about you. If you're falling after the flesh, if I don't want to commit to the kingdom, then I won't. If I don't want to pay my tithe, I won't.
Uh-huh.
If you don't love me, guess what? I won't love you.
Uh-huh.
If you're falling after the flesh, if you talk about me, guess what? I'm going to show enough talk about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you follow after the flesh, it's all about me, myself, and I. But don't you know that as long as you are walking in the flesh, you can never please God?
Right.
Because the flesh and the spirit, they're always fighting against each other.
Yeah.
But can I tell you something? That when you start denying yourself,
uh-huh.
when you start denying yourself and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do. Because
yeah.
see, sometimes you got to tell that flesh, you're going to take a seat this morning. Because when I come into the house of the Lord, I'm going to praise his name. Oh, you're going to take a seat this morning, because I'm not going to be worried about what dress she got on. I'm not going to be worried about her hairstyle. I'm not going to be worried about who he walked into church with. All I'm worried about is giving God all the glory and all the praise. Because when you follow after the flesh, listen here. This is what I like. When you are following after the flesh, I mean, when you are following after the spirit, no longer the flesh.
Yeah.
When you are following after the spirit,
yeah.
if you are able and if you are capable of coming to the house of God, you won't come.
Amen.
Amen. Am I telling the truth?
Yeah.
You're going to come. Because the spirit of the Lord, gonna, when he wake you up early in the morning, the first thing you want to say, God, I thank you.
Yeah.
I see the bright sunshine. God, I thank you. If it had not been for you, this last night could have been my last night. And then when you are able to raise your hand, you say, God, I thank you. And then when you are able to go in the kitchen and you have food, you say, God, I thank you. Then when you go in the rooms and see your children still living, you say, God, I thank you. So you can't say, Lord, I'm going to stay here and I'm going to stay at home today. You can't do it, because you've already thanked God at least 20 times before you even got in the shower this morning. Then when you get out of the shower, you say, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I look in my closet and I got more stuff than I ever had. So all I want to do is be able to go into the house of the Lord. Ooh, I can't wait to get by with like-minded folk. Folk that know that God has been faithful to them. But God said, but that means that you got to deny yourself. You got to say it. It's not about me anymore. Because see, when you deny yourself, you know I've been bought with a price. Salvation is free, but it ain't cheap. You just came to say, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, and that's all you do. God said, I need some kingdom workers. But in order for you to be faithful, you got to tear that flesh, sit down. I don't have time to come to church and not speak to you because of something you said last Sunday. Listen, I forgive you, because sometimes I know you're having a bad day, and so am I. All we're going to do is come to church and I'm going to say, I love you. I don't have time to be looking one way and another way, because I don't want to speak to you. No, no, no. All I want to do is come and wave my hands and say, God, woo! Jesus looked out at that cry. When he looked out at that crowd, he said, look, I know a lot of folk is in this crowd, but I want to know who the real folk, who really want to be my disciple. He said, first thing, you got to put me first. Then he said, you got to deny yourself. And the third thing here, which I like to, he said, if anyone would shoulder his own cross and not follow after me, you cannot be my disciple. When we're talking about the cross,
the cross.
We're talking about sometimes you're going to have to suffer when you are a disciple of Christ.
Yes.
Ain't nobody tell you that it's going to be a bed of roses when you get saved.
That's right. That's
if they did, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah. Come on now.
It's not.
Come on now.
It's not going to be a bed of roses.
Yeah.
There's some nights you will have to cry sometimes.
Yeah.
There will be nights when you don't know what how you're going to pay your bills.
Yeah.
There will be times when you don't know what you're going to do because you don't know where your children are.
That's right.
But Jesus says, you got to learn to carry the cross.
Yeah.
There's going to be some suffering, but I need some kingdom workers.
Yeah.
That no matter what state I am in,
yeah.
I'm going to be content.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on in this here world,
yeah.
I'm still going to bless the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't care if I don't have no money. I'm still coming to church. And if I can, if you sitting beside me and I don't have no money, if I say, girl, can you give me like $5?
Yeah.
Just so, you know what? It's hard for us to ask for money to, for the kingdom. To put offerings, we can't do that.
Uh-huh.
But get to work and you don't have no lunch money.
Uh-huh.
You'll go through the whole building to get lunch money. You ain't embarrassed about that. But ask to put money in the kingdom, because the first thing folks gonna say, yeah, it's going to the pastor anyway. But Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple,
yeah.
I'm going to need you to start suffering for me sometime.
Yeah.
The word of God said, if you suffer with me,
yeah.
you will reign with me.
Yeah.
So even though you might have to stand sometimes, even though you might have to, the song say, I'll go, even I have to go all by myself. So listen here, I'm ready to take my seat.
Yeah.
But the first thing I said, that salvation is free, but it's not cheap.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more, can I say one more thing? This isn't a question.
Free.
But is it worth it?
Come on.
Is it really worth it?
Come on now.
Is it really worth me coming to church,
yeah.
doing all of this shouting?
Yeah.
Really worth me coming to church, speaking in tongues?
Yes,
is it really worth me coming to church, giving up my last dollar?
Yes,
is it really worth me when my car break down, but I'm still in the house of the Lord?
Yes,
is it really worth it when I know I got diabetes? When I know I'm suffering with cancer? When I know I just lost my husband? When I know I just lost my friends?
Yes.
Is it really worth it?
Yes.
I know it's free. But is it really worth it, God? Can I answer that question?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because I may have to cry sometimes. Oh, yes, it's worth it. Because I may have to go around and I don't have a lint in my pocket. Yes, it's worth it. Because I may have to walk by myself sometimes. It's worth it because even though my car broke down, somebody's driving and I'll just get to church somehow. It's worth it because God said, if you suffer with me, one glad morning. Woo! All I know, all of these troubles, all of these trials, all of this medicine I gotta take, it'll all be over soon. Real soon. Because God said, you're gonna have eternal life. So salvation is free now, saints, but it ain't cheap. Don't you think because he said it's free that you don't have to do nothing but just say, I'm saved. No, 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 it's some work to be done. There are some spiritual expenses that we need to pay God because we can never pay him for dying on the cross for us. We can never pay him because he went to the cross for me and for you. So is it worth it, saints? Oh, yes, it's worth it. Yes, I might have to go to bed. And I don't even know if I'm going to wake up the next day, but it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it. But sometimes I got to come to this Sunday and next Sunday with the same dress on. But it's all worth it. All I know.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That salvation is free, saints. And I know there are times in your life it gets hard.
Yeah.
That's why he told the crowd, put me first.
Yes. Yeah.
When you love on me first,
yeah.
I will tell you how to love your family.
Yeah,
when
right.
you put
that's
me first,
right.
you're not going to be broke all
that's
the time.
Right. That's right.
The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom.
Yeah.
This ain't no joke.
Yeah.
I know folk be saying grandmama, great-grandmama, everybody, my auntie, been saying a long time God is coming back. Listen, he is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And don't you be sitting around talking about, no, he ain't, he ain't. That could be the day.
Thank you, Lord.
Salvation is free.
Yes, yes it is.
But it ain't cheap.
That's right.
So stop coming in the sanctuary Sunday after Sunday after Sunday like you don't owe God nothing. But to check in and say, I'm here.
Amen. Come on now.
Deny yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Out of all the things that God can be pleased with the most is when this flesh got to sit it down.
Yeah.
Because stuff that you don't need anyway. Jesus looked at the crowd and said, if you really want to be my disciple, if you just don't want to be a part of the crowd, put me first,
amen.
Deny yourself,
yes, Lord.
And then take up your cross.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
if you're able to, you can stand to your feet. You know, oftentimes I know a lot of us think about salvation as, you know, I'm saved, but then that's it. But when we truly take salvation seriously, it'd be more folk in the church. People will stop saying church folk hypocrites because we come to church and do one thing, then we go out and do another. We will stop going home on Sundays and instead of having dinner, we having pastor, first lady, and the church for dinner first. That's the appetizer. Let's talk about them first. Let's get a little reveal of some gossip and what the world was. No, 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 no. It's time out for that. It's time out for it. None of us are perfect. But if you truly want to be a disciple, I promise God, and I thank God for the thing, the year of elevation. I told God back in December, I want to see myself in your glory. I don't want to just keep coming to church just to come. So as we open up the doors of the church and certainly open up God's heart, if there may be one that's here that said, Sister, I want to be saved. I know you said there are some expenses that I need to pay, but I can do it. I can do it because I know God is going to protect me. He's going to provide for me. He's going to do all that I need. But first, you got to get saved. You got to get saved. You got to accept him into your life. Then there might be one that's saved, that's here, but you're not really in the church. You like at the door. It's time now to come because the word says, forsake not the assembly of yourself. Become a disciple of this church, of Solomon's Temple. We will teach you the word of God and show you what it is to be a kingdom worker. With everyone, the call of God is out there, and I know it's on your heart. Somebody's heart is pounding so hard right now because you know you need to come. You really want to come. But can I tell you, don't be nervous about who's here. Most of everybody, if not all, are saved. All of us had to make that walk to come and accept Jesus. So will there be one? As I take my seat, always remember, whatever you go through, salvation is free, but it ain't cheap. Amen.